This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Residents are stunned by what they're seeing in Maui from those deadly wildfires in Hawaii.
It looks like a war zone, like from just total destruction.
Tiffany Kidder-Wynn, a businesswoman in Lahaina, telling us what she saw on returning there. At least 55 people have died in the wildfires, and the number of dead is expected to go up as search and rescue operations continue. The AP's Ed Donahue.
President Biden has declared a major disaster on Maui. It means federal help is on the way to fight deadly wildfires.
Our prayers with the people of Hawaii, but not just our prayers. Every asset we have will be available to them.
Homes have been destroyed. This is the deadliest fire in years in the U.S. Speaking in Utah, the president said,
I've ordered all available federal assets on the island, including the U.S. Coast Guard, the Navy Third Fleet, and the U.S. Army, to assist local emergency response crews along with the Hawaiian National Guard.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Just an hour now until a judge begins to hear arguments on an issue in the election conspiracy case against former President Trump. The AP's Donna Warder.
Prosecutors in the 2020 election conspiracy case want former President Donald Trump to be barred from publicly disclosing evidence shared by the government. The federal judge overseeing the case will hear arguments today over a request by prosecutors for a protective order. Prosecutors say they're concerned that Trump might share secret grand jury information that could have a, quote, harmful, chilling effect on witnesses, end quote. Lawyers for Trump say a protective order would go too far and would restrict the former president's free speech rights. Donna Warder, Washington.
Billions more for Ukraine. President Biden's asking Congress for emergency defense aid for Ukraine. This is AP News. Now to troubled Niger in West Africa. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
Tensions are escalating between Niger's new military regime and the West African regional bloc that's ordered troops deployed to restore Niger's flailing democracy. ECOWAS says it had directed a standby force to restore constitutional order in Niger after its Sunday deadline to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum expired. The announcement came hours after two Western officials had told the Associated Press that Niger's junta had said they would kill Bazoum if neighboring countries attempted any kind of military intervention. It's unclear when or where this force will deploy and which countries would contribute to it. It would likely comprise some 5,000 troops, mostly led by Nigeria, and could be ready within weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.